listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your Wheatbelt Goldfields and Esperance local briefing. 28 farm lobby groups and businesses across the country have written to the Premier urging him to fight the federal government's planned live sheep export ban. It comes as a panel is in Perth this week to consult with the industry and live exporters on the proposed phase-out. One of the signatories, WA Farmers President John Hassell, says the move to end the industry is a red line.
This is not just about farmers. This is about all of industry. This is about the livestock agents, about the trucking contractors, about the shearers, about all the people who are involved. And there's 3,000-odd people involved in this industry.
An Indigenous voice to Parliament is a step closer. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus has introduced legislation to Parliament this morning proposing a nationwide vote on it later this year.
The moment the referendum is declared, we will feel the shackles of the past fall from us. We will all stand with a clean heart and a clean conscience, and we will know our country is on the path to a better direction.
For 122 years, the Constitution has not recognised Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians. After a COVID-induced hiatus, the Grass Patch Yabby Classic will return this weekend. The community can expect the usual events with a new race which will see residents own Yabby's race. It kicks off at the Town Hall from 1 o'clock. Medicare cards are going digital. From today, the healthcare card is being added to the MyGov app, which is currently used by more than a million Aussies. To local sport, there's plenty of action still in the women's Esperance basketball tonight. Venus and the Red Cans are vying for a spot in Saturday's grand final. The last time the sides met was in round 18 when Venus had a 21-point win. Get down to the indoor sports stadium to catch the preliminary finals tip-offs at 8:15. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.